WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
And boy, did he ever come to play. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Gerwick Dunham and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow during the day at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I am Soraka, joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
WWE needs to stop encouraging people.
So, till we get that out of the way, right from the get-go. So, Cesaro, last night, decided to rip up a beach ball. What did it do? It told the fans, it's okay to have fun with beach balls. And they had fun with beach balls all night long.
Hold on, I'm actually checking to see if they put out a tweet or not. To see if it's fake. No, it's real! It's real! The WWE Twitter.
I barely know her. Anyway.
Put out the beach ball lives with a gif of the beach ball. Don't encourage them. Please don't encourage them. You're there for another night, y'all. Don't encourage them.
One more night. Okay. Please, people, don't encourage them with the beach balls. It's old news already. Anyway, many people were distracted with beach balls, including John Cena, including, it started in the Cruiserweight match, which was like an 8-man matchup featuring people we haven't seen on Monday Night Raw for ages, including Gran Metalik, Mustafa Ali, Gran Metalik, Cedric Alexander, Rich Swann versus Drew Gulak, Ara Daivari, Noam Emdar, and Tony Nese. Match was fine, but it was just there. Nothing. It was like, oh, hey, we come back from break and there's 8 cruiserweights in the ring. It's not the best way to showcase them.
At least they got them all on TV.
They did, because the other two were backstage, and tomorrow night on 205 Live, it'll be the rematch for the cruiserweight title. Should be interesting.
Should be interesting. I'm excited for it.
So, other things that happened on Monday Night Raw include Nia Jax destroying Emma in a minute.
This is why you don't talk smack.
She was talking smack backstage. Oh, wait. Talking trash, because they canceled Talking Smack. Talking trash backstage. And, you know, Nia saw it, and they had a match, and Nia beat her in a minute. Dana made her hair gray, silver-ish color?
It's like a platinum blonde.
Okay, looks gray and silver. By the way, what is the greatest color of all the times? We determined it this Saturday on CB Radio. Anyway, moving on, he says. Finn Balor beat Jason Jordan.
And no appearance from Bray Wyatt.
We had more beach balls in this match, too.
Well, I want to talk about Bray Wyatt because, well, somebody's off licking his wounds after last night because somebody got whooped. Just saying.
Just making that clear, yeah.
Bray kind of grossly underestimated that one a lot. We'll talk about it Thursday, but it's bears saying, Bray, honey, you kind of messed up on that one. Just a smidge.
Just a little bit. So the Brawl Tag Team Champions, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, were in the ring. And they were celebrating their tag team title win last night. And, you know, Dean slept with the belt under his pillow.
We need Renee Young to confirm that.
While you do this, check her Twitter.
That's where I'm going right now.
So they were there figuring Cesaro and Sheamus would be looking for their rematch at any time. Out came the Hardys. Hardys said they came out to congratulate them and issue a challenge for tonight. Rollins, if they were serious, adding that they grew up idolizing the Hardys, and Matt said they have revolutionized the tag team division and they want to revolution it tonight in Brooklyn. So Rollins is like, alright, cool, let's do the damn thing. So we have a long match. Good match between Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose and the Hardy Boys, which saw the tag team champions defeat the Hardy Boys 1-2-3 clean in the middle of the ring. I liked the match. I thought it was good.
I liked the match. I thought it was good as well. Got a lot of time. There is no comment from Renee Young in terms of the tag title belt.
Have you checked her tout?
She doesn't have a tout.
Okay. Maybe check Daniel's tout.
I'm not checking tout.
So, good.
Side note. Red is not Seth Rollins' color.
He's trying to make it his color.
It's not his color.
The Raw Women's Champion Sasha Banks came to the ring. She talked about how breaking her bad luck streak that was happening in Brooklyn. She also sent well wishes to the Nature Boy Ric Flair, who, by the way, is doing better. He's not out of the woods. He's doing better.
Better is always good.
Better is always good. Sasha said Alexa will eventually want her rematch, so she basically tells her to come out. So she comes to the ring and says, Bliss mocks Sasha for saying that she will defend her title anywhere, anytime. Her title, rather. Any place, anytime, because, you know, she doesn't want that to happen. She also called, she found it funny that Sasha would successfully defend the title, because Sasha has not defended the title successfully. So Bliss is like, okay, I'll fight you, just not tonight. So next week is a different story, and she wants a rematch then in Memphis. So next week it'll be Alexa versus Sasha for the Raw Women's title in Memphis, Tennessee.
That should be fun.
That should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun. Elias beat R-Truth because that was a thing.
It happened. It was there. Cole is very excited to walk with Elias.
You know when something is in trouble, it's when Cole gets really excited for it. We had Big Cass and Enzo Amore in a street fight. Now, it ended after Cass got injured. WWE.com is reporting a MRI is scheduled for tomorrow. I am not sure whether it's legit or not, because there's conflicting reports on what it could be. We will know tomorrow. Some believe this is a way to keep the feud going. He landed awkward, but I don't know. I think we'll have to see.
They stopped the match.
They did, but again, it was a way to keep the feud going, so I don't know. But the way he
No, I don't think it was. I think it's done.
We'll see.
You don't stop a match and say somebody's going in for an MRI as part of an angle. Not like that.
Oh, they have before.
They have before, and that's why I get you don't trust it, but this doesn't feel like that.
See, the reason why I say it feels like that is like when he went over the top rope and they were saying he could be injured, it was like it felt really angle-ish.
But normally when they do that, somebody gets, like, knocked out or something. This is knee. I mean, I'd have to look at how he goes over the top rope again to see how he lands, because basically he was saying that his knee just gave.
He clutched right at his knee when he landed on the outside. He did clutch at his knee, so there is that. I don't know.
I want this to be legit because I want this feud to end, and that's horrible to say, but I'm tired of this feud. I'm just over it. I'm done with it. Can we please move on from this? Please. Pretty please with sugar on top.
So we'll have to see. Check us with us on Thursday when we update the Blame Brands, because there is other Blame Brands, which we'll get into on Thursday.
Brent, you just had to do it, didn't you, dude?
Yes, he did. So Monday Night Raw opened up with Paul Heyman. And he was out there, and the fans were chanting Suplex City, and Brock was eating it up. Heyman said there is a vast conspiracy against Lesnar, and it unfolded at SummerSlam. He called it a felonious assault that took out Lesnar out of the equation that led him to being carted off the battlefield for the first time in his life. Heyman boasted that Lesnar denied that the medical staff attended him. He came back to the ring to where he would either lose or win, and he conquered at SummerSlam. He boasted that Lesnar was the one who pinned Roman Reigns. He said if there's conquering to be done, there's no one in WWE or UFC history who doesn't like Brock Lesnar. So Brock is all happy, excited. Paul Heyman does the Brock Lesnar voice. And then Braun Strowman comes out. He goes toe-to-toe with Brock Lesnar. Grabs him by the throat. Goes for a chokeslam. Lesnar gets out of it. Lesnar tries to fight Strowman. Gets caught with a boot. Two power slams later. And the WWE Universal Champion gets left laying by Braun Strowman.
This was so good. This was so, so good. I am all on board for Brock and Braun to fight. All on board for that. Especially after last night, I need them to have a singles match in the worst possible way because they just beat the crap out of each other for 10 minutes.
And here's the thing. They will have a singles match at No Mercy for the WWE Universal title. Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman. This is Brock Lesnar's third straight pay-per-view. See? He works.
When he wants to.
He's working three pay-per-views in a row. That's impressive. That'll be his fifth pay-per-view of the year. That's pretty good. For Brock. Pretty good for Brock, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
But I was all about this opening segment. It kicked off the show really, really hot.
It was really good. I very much enjoyed it. It was a good opening. I just kind of wish the rest of the show had followed suit, but...
But there was one more really good segment. And we're getting to that now. So Kurt Angle brings out his celebrated superstar, making their return to Monday Night Raw for the first time in over a year, John Cena. Fans did the, let's go Cena, Cena sucks chant. And they were, why am I here? Yes. He said Angle saw him at SummerSlam and asked if he wished to come to Raw. Cena's like, yeah, I'll come to Raw. And he wanted to, it's not because SmackDown was bad, it's just because he waited a long time to go face to face with a certain WWE superstar. Cue Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns comes out, cold calls him the two most polarizing figures were in the ring at the same time.
The fans honestly did not know what to do with themselves.
No, they didn't. Cena's like, wait a second, this is Mr. Roman Reigns. You're exactly who I was looking for. Reigns said the only time Cena ever looks for him is when he runs his mouth on Twitter. Now that you're in my yard, the question is, are you going to run your mouth to my face? Insert Undertaker. Undertaker.
He's retired, y'all. Leave him alone.
Cena said the problem is that he didn't come to Raw to talk. Came to fight. But out came The Miz and The Miztourage and Maryse.
And her pants. Because, damn.
There were some pants.
They were some pants. And some heels. But that whole outfit was just, damn.
Miz came out and said, this is what a sold-out Barclays looks like.
Is dropping truth.
He mispronounced Barclays and Cena, called him on it, but still. Miz said, you are told in life that if you work hard, that the moment will come. Miz said he's sick of waiting for his moment when Cena and Reigns get them week after week after week. Miz said he was going to take his moment and ruin theirs. Miz said, Angle seems to think Raw needs to add John Cena. While the Intercontinental Champion rode the pine at SummerSlam, Miz asked if the Raw needed Cena. The fans went boo, meaning they didn't want him. Miz said it was 18,000 people chanting no. Cena said he was a man of the people and he showed himself out. Miz stopped him and said he wasn't done talking. Miz pointed to the smirk on Cena's face. Miz said this is his show. Miz then turned to the crowd and said they don't know whether to cheer or boo Reigns or Cena. And they were booing Reigns. Miz said, asked if he thinks it affects Cena or Reigns. He's like, no, it doesn't. It only affects me, the only champion in this ring. Miz says Cena shirt reads respect. Miz said he has earned it for 12 years and questioned where his moment is. Cena said, the crowd was chanting, you deserve it. Cena said they couldn't give Miz his moment right here tonight. Cena said tonight, Miz and one of his lackeys would face him and Reigns in the main event. Miz is like, wait, that's not a moment for me, that's a moment for you. Cue Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe comes down to the ring. And he basically says, I'll be your tag team partner. He's just sick and tired of Reigns telling everyone that it's his yard. Joe says he owns Roman Reigns one-on-one. Crap, but like that one. Joe turned his attention to Cena. As for you, John Cena. And then Joe went after John Cena. They fought. Miz and his crew went after Reigns. Everyone fought. And Cena and Reigns had a stare down after Reigns hit Joe with a Superman punch. I loved every... Miz was awesome. No pun intended.
Miz spilling that tea was everything. It really, really, really was. Where he's just like, oh, so this is what a sold-out Barclays Center looks like. That was fantastic. Because I think, if you don't know what happened last night, Miz was on the pre-show, and there were like 20 people in the building when they went on. It was terrible. The match was fine, but it's like you felt really bad for them because there was nobody there. They're doing it for the sole purpose of doing it by that point. So that was a nice little shot.
And then he just cut an awesome promo on Reigns and Cena. It was really good.
Yeah. Miz is being the Miz that we all know he can be, and he's being exceptionally good. Like, he's been hitting it out of the park a lot lately, possibly because they've been letting him.
Yeah, and that led us to our main event, John Cena, Roman Reigns, Mojo, Miz. Good match.
It was a good match. Wasn't anything special. Wasn't anything to write home about. It was a good match.
It was a good match. Reigns accidentally hit Cena with an AA, but Cena, being Super Cena, gets back up, hits an AA after countering the skull-crushing finale, and pinned The Miz in the middle of the ring, as Reigns and Cena stood there afterwards, celebrating.
With Cena giving Roman dirty looks.
We also have more beach balls in this match, too.
Yeah, okay. Enough with the beach balls, y'all. Enough with the beach balls.
Fans got kicked out because of the beach balls.
Yeah, enough. Like, I get it was funny that Cesaro ripped it up last night, and it was, but don't be bringing more in. Don't be taunting the superstars with them. Just don't bring them, you know?
Yeah.
So
overall, this was a good show, not a great show, but if it had a WrestleMania night after WrestleMania feel, kind of.
It was a solid follow-up show. Like I said, there was no Bray Wyatt, but he's probably licking his wounds somewhere. So, and Finn Balor kept looking for him, which was a nice little touch.
Because he knows he's coming.
Because he knows he's coming. So he kept looking back up over his shoulder at the Titantron, waiting to see if Bray was going to show up, and he didn't. So that was a nice touch. I mean, overall, it was a nice follow-up show to SummerSlam. They're just kind of taking a break a little bit with it. Braun and Brock was great. That was a good setup. So, looking forward to tomorrow night to SmackDown.
Bell for the Raw post-show, live right here on Wild Talk Radio. Mark, there is no WTR Sims tomorrow. We'll return next week when we have the intern battle Tim Stein in a champion versus champion matchup. Thursday night, though, it's the Rack.
That's right. Tune in, because we will be doing our TakeOver and SummerSlam Fallout. We'll let you know who won, who lost, our thoughts on the matches, and how we did in Pick'em. There's also news notes, Chewy of the Week, SmackDown, and NXT. You don't want to miss it. So it's the Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Buckle up, it'll be a long show. Saturday, midnight edition, this is CB Radio. We'll have the Greater Than Great debate. We did Candy last Saturday night. This week, the most colorful debate of them all. Colors. Tune in to CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish.
Hashtag vote puce.
CB Radio live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you subscribe to youtube.com/rackradioshow for all kinds of WWE 2K18 content, updates, and so much more. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Twitch, Instagram. We're all over the place. Just search Rack Radio Show at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsford, LNSWRD, and my website, psychwardesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/Linsford, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to GirlWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow during the day, Instagram.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Streaming live, coast to coast, on TuneIn Radio, and right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
The franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now.
WildTalkRadio.com.